يا أيها النبي قل لمن في أيديكم من الأسرى يعلم الله في قلوبكم خيرا يؤتكم خيرا مما أخذ منكم ويغفر لكم والله غفور رحيم.
O Prophet, say to the captives in your hands, if Allah finds any goodness in your hearts, He will give you that which is better than what has been taken away from you, and He will forgive you. Allah is ever forgiving, most merciful.
وَإِن يُرِيدُوا خِيَانَتَكَ فَقَدْ خَانُوا اللَّهَ مِنْ قَبْلُ فَأَمْكَنَ مِنْهُمْ وَاللَّهُ عَلِيمٌ حَكِيمٌ.
But if they seek to betray you, know that they had already betrayed Allah. Therefore, He made you prevail over them. Allah is all-knowing, all-wise.
إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَهَاجَرُوا وَجَاهَدُوا بِأَمْوَالِهِمْ وَأَنفُسِهِمْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَالَّذِينَ آوَوا وَنَصَرُوا أُولَئِكَ بَعْضُهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءُ بَعْضٍ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَلَمْ يُهَاجِرُوا مَا لَكُمْ مِنْ وَلَايَتِهِمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ حَتَّى يُهَاجِرُوا وَإِنْ اسْتَنْصَرُوكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ فَعَلَيْكُمُ النَّصْرُ إِلَّا عَلَى قَوْمٍ بَيْنَكُمْ وَبَيْنَهُمْ مِيثَاقٌ وَاللَّهُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ بَصِيرٌ.
Surely, those who believed and migrated and strove hard in the way of Allah with their possessions and their lives, and those that sheltered and helped them, they alone are the true allies of one another. And those who believed but did not migrate to Dar al-Islam, you are under no obligation of alliance unless they migrate. And should they seek help from you in the matter of religion, it is incumbent on you to provide help unless it be against a people with whom you have a pact. Allah is cognizant of all that you do. You are under no obligation of alliance unless they migrate.
The Arabic word walaya denotes the relationship of kinship, support, succor, protection, friendship, and guardianship. In the context of the present verse, the word signifies the relationship of mutual support between the Islamic State and its citizens, and among the citizens themselves. Thus, this verse lays down that in a political and constitutional sense, only those Muslims who live within the territorial boundaries of the Islamic State will enjoy the privileges of walaya, guardianship of the Islamic State. As for Muslims who are settled in a non-Islamic state, they are excluded from its political and constitutional guardianship. The non-existence of walaya relationship has numerous legal implications which cannot be spelled out here.
It is incumbent on you to provide help unless it be against a people with whom you have a pact.
The Muslims living outside the Islamic State have no political bond with the Islamic State. This verse, however, does emphasize that those Muslims are not free of the bond of religious brotherhood. If Muslims living in a non-Islamic state are persecuted and seek help from the Islamic State or its citizens, it is incumbent upon the latter to help the persecuted Muslims. While helping one's brethren in faith, the Muslims are expected to act scrupulously. This help should be rendered without violating international obligations and with due regard to the requirements of moral propriety. If the Islamic State happens to be bound in a treaty relationship with a nation which inflicts wrong on Muslims, the oppressed Muslims will not be helped in a manner which is inconsistent with the moral obligations incumbent on the Islamic State as a result of that treaty.
وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بَعْضُهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءُ إلا تفعلوه تكن فتنة في الأرض وفساد كبير.
And those who disbelieve, they are allies of one another. And unless you act likewise, there will be oppression in the world and great corruption. There will be oppression in the world and great corruption.
The world would become full of mischief and disorder if the Muslims of Dar al-Islam A. failed to help one another, B. failed to provide political support and protection to the Muslims who have settled down in non-Islamic states and have not migrated to Dar al-Islam, C. failed to help the Muslims living under oppression in territories outside Dar al-Islam when they ask for it, and D. failed to sever their friendly ties with the unbelievers.
وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَهَاجَرُوا وَجَاهَدُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَالَّذِينَ آوَوا وَنَصَرُوا أُولَئِكَ هُمُ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ حَقًّا لَهُمْ مَغْفِرَةٌ وَرِزْقٌ كَرِيمٌ.
Those who believe and have migrated and strove in the way of Allah, and those who gave them refuge and help, it is they who are the true believers. Theirs shall be forgiveness and honorable sustenance.
وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِن بَعْدُ وَهَاجَرُوا وَجَاهَدُوا مَعَكُمْ فَأُولَئِكَ مِنْكُمْ وَأُولُو الْأَرْحَامِ بَعْضُهُمْ أَوْلَى بِبَعْضٍ فِي كِتَابِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٌ.
And those who believed afterwards and migrated and strove along with you, they belong to you. But those related by blood are nearer to one another according to the Book of Allah. Allah has knowledge of everything. But those related by blood are nearer to one another according to the Book of Allah.
The purpose of the verse is to make it clear that the basis of inheritance is blood relationship and marriage rather than the mere bond of Islamic brotherhood. This statement finds an elaboration in the saying of the Prophet, peace be upon him, that only Muslim relatives will inherit one another. The law does not countenance inheritance between Muslims and non-Muslims.